We're going to go down to the public address announcer, Vinny Wonk, who is going to give the announcement of the starting lineups for the two teams here tonight. It's Vandalia against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg 6-5 now on the
season. Good evening, ladies and
gentlemen. Vandalia is 1-9. Let's go down to Vinny.
35th annual girls holiday tournament for this contest between the Silver Streaks of Galesburg and the Lady Vandals of Vandalia. And now for tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Starting at a guard, wearing number 3, Kaylin Voidstrom. Starting at a forward, wearing number 20, Casey Williams. Starting at a guard, wearing number 34, Haley Kelso. Starting at a forward, wearing number 40, Sabrina Clay. And starting in the middle, wearing number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Silver Streaks come in with a record of 6-5, 1-0 in tourney action. They're coached by Evan Massey. And now for the home team, the Lady Vandals of Vandalia. Starting at a forward, wearing number 21, Morgan Cripe. Starting at a guard, wearing number 23, Randy Evans. Starting at a guard, wearing number 32, Madeline Hosick. Starting at a forward, wearing number 33, Michaela Tinker. And starting at a guard, wearing number 42, Carly Bright. The Lady Vandals come in with a record of 1-9, 0-1 in tourney action. They're coached by Michelle McNary.
So there's the announcement of our starting lineups. Our officials are Keith Kuchenbecker from Urbana, Mick Ingram from Allerton, and George Gwinnup, who is from Mahomet. Galesburg dressed in their traveling black uniforms for this one. They were the home team earlier. They have silver streaks in silver letters across the front, with silver across the chest and then streaks below the numbers, the white numbers on these uniforms. And Vandalia is dressed in the white uniforms. They have red numerals and red and black trim. At center court, Shaylee Florine of the Streaks will jump it up against Michaela Tinker of Vandalia. Galesburg going left to right, and Vandalia from right to left. The opening tip is controlled by the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg moves now left to right, which is east to west to east here at Mattoon. Kaylin Boydston now high on the right wing with the dribble, looking, comes back up top now to Williams, left side Haley Kelso. Back to Casey Williams, now to Kelso. Kelso's going to take the three, left wing, no. The rebound, though, Boydston, she couldn't control the rebound, and it's going to be picked up by Carly Bright of Vandalia. Back come the Vandals into the front court now. This is Tinker. She got it back down inside to Cripe, who will put it up, no good. The rebound, Clay for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay, the outlet pass now to Boydston, ahead to Kelso on the right side in the front court. Cross-court pass, Casey Williams. She's going to take the three. They'll give it to her. She missed it. Rebound, Kelso, right back up, no. The rebound, Clay, right back up, no. And we'll get a whistle and a foul.
Jim, that was a great job by Haley Kelso right there. She passed, skipped past the ball across the floor and followed then and went to the weak side block, which she noticed was wide open for the offensive rebound. Now, although she didn't convert it, it kept the play alive because by her rebounding it and then putting it back up, she then gave Sabrina the chance to get the rebound, and now Sabrina finds herself at the free throw line.
The foul was on Cripe, her first team foul. Sabrina Clay, a 62% free throw shooter on the season. She makes the first. She'll get one more. It's 1-0 Galesburg. Just underway, it's Galesburg and Vandalia from Mattoon on the laser. Second one, no good. The rebound, Tinker. Michaela Tinker, now the outlet pass into the front court. They get the ball to Cripe on the right side. Now they're going the paint. Bounce pass comes back out. On the drive is Tinker, and Tinker will put it up and through. 2-1 Vandalia as Michaela Tinker gets the basket. Cross court Williams. Casey now for the Streaks. Dribbles in all the way to the corner. Lost the ball but got it back. Out to Kaylin Boydston. Boydston back now to Florine in the far left corner. Florine will come back up top now to Kelso. Right side now to Boydston, who will take the three-point. No, it's an alley-oop pass into Florine, who put the left-handed layup up, or left-side layup up, no good. And the rebound controlled underneath by Hosek of Vandalia. Into the front court now to Bright. Bright has it on the left side. They'll go around the three-point perimeter to Tucker, looking inside in the lane, and they got the ball down to Bright, but Bright had Boydston on her back, and Boydston commits a personal foul.
Jim, the Vandals are in a 2-3 zone, and that last time down, Kaylin Boydston did a great job. She reset the offense, set up that play to Shaylee, and it worked to perfection other than the fact Shaylee couldn't get the fall. You wonder if some of that's some tightness since they didn't play much in that first game.
Inbound comes into Hosek. Now they tried to get it into Kripe on the post, but it was tipped away, and it's picked up by Boydston. Back come the Streaks. Left side, Casey Williams. She comes back up top to Kaylin Boydston, who calls out the play. Near side, Sabrina Clay with the ball over her head. Now to Williams. Now they'll go left wing in the lane. No backdoor pass to Clay, and Clay will put it up and through.
Well, great pass there. They ran the same kind of play, only from the other side, and a great look, and they were able to get inside to Sabrina Clay.
Full court pressure, and we're going to get a timeout called by head coach Michelle McNary. They had Galesburg had double-teamed the ball right along the baseline, and the 5 seconds were counting off.
Yeah, and a good job again by the Streaks to set up that press. We've seen them do a better job recently. And there, the big key right there was that they were able to get that trap down on the baseline. And that's the thing you salivate as when you're putting that full court zone trap on, is you want them to throw it either into a corner or onto the baseline, because you get that added defender with the baseline acting as the third defender.
The boys game is on WGIL. That'll start at 6:30 as the Streak boys will play Rochester tonight. We're on the Laser, and we're glad to have you with us here on 92.7 FM. After the 30-second timeout, it'll be Vandalia's ball again. Full court pressure by the Streaks. It comes in. This is Tinker in the backcourt. Tipped away. Now the ball on the floor. Still fought for and picked up by Williams. She loses it. And now picked up by Tinker. Tinker comes all the way down. Puts it up no good. The rebound Florine for the Streaks. It wasn't pretty, but Vandalia did get it into the front court. Casey Williams now tried to get a bounce pass into Clay, but tried to get it there too quickly, and Clay wasn't ready for it. It goes out of bounds. The Streaks turn it over.
Streaks looking a little shaky here early on. They've got a 3-2 lead, but they're being a little sloppy with the basketball. And, you know, again, they didn't play much in that first game. Not a steal by Sabrina Clay, and she's going to go in with the easy two on the right side.
So Clay puts it up and through, and it's 5-2 Galesburg with 5:19 to go first quarter. Against the full court pressure now, Randy Evans has it. And Randy Evans, we're going to get a foul at center court as she runs into Casey Williams, just crossing the center court line. And we'll get the call, I think, against Casey.
Well, the Streaks are lucky because at that other on the other end of the floor, it was very possible that the Streaks, Kaylin could have gotten called for a foul before that steal by Sabrina. But no whistle, and Sabrina was able to pick up that ball and take it in for the layup.
Madeline Hosek now on the dribble left side. Got the ball to Randy Evans. Evans now brings it out top of the key. Looks to the right side. Back to Bright. Bright drives down. Now we'll come back high right side, foul line right. On the drive inside, this is Tinker. Now the three-pointer is going to be good by Morgan Kripe. So it's 5-5 with 4:43 to go, first quarter. Back on the attack come the Streaks now. Haley Kelso back up top to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston now will bring it around the three-point perimeter. Back to Casey Williams. Now back to Kelso. Alley-oop to Clay. Clay had to save the ball and was able to do it. Back to Kelso in the corner. Now to Williams. Back now to Boydston. Into Florine. Turnaround jumper in the paint. No. The rebound controlled by Michaela Tinker. And she gets the ball out to Hale Hosek. Hosek comes down. Takes the pull-up jumper. No good. The rebound comes back out to Boydston. Back comes Galesburg. Kaylin Boydston all the way down court. Pops it out to Casey Williams. Wide open three. No, it's long. The rebound in the lane pulled down by Bright of Vandalia. Back come the Vandals into the front court now. This is Hosek. Hosek on the drove all the way down, and Williams is going to get her and commit her second foul.
Well, and Williams got called for the foul because she swatted at the basketball. Again, if she would have stayed in front of her and just stayed straight up, she probably wouldn't have gotten called for that foul. But what happened was she let her go by her a little bit so she could try to do the block from behind, and when she swatted down, she got called for it.
Madeline Hosek is a 5'9 sophomore, and she steps to the free throw line, can break the 5-5 tie, and she missed it.
So first one missed by Hosig.
We'll get some substitutions. Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully, Sammy Thompson into the game for the Silver Streaks. One more free throw for Madeline Hosig. Here it is. And she missed them both. The rebound's going to be picked up by Sammy Thompson. Gives it to Raina Gully, and here come the Galesburg Silver Streaks left to right. Gully on the right side to Lexi Daniels. Wide open three. She missed it. The rebound, though, Sabrina Clay. Bounce pass out to Kelso. Backs out beyond the three-point line. Takes the shot air ball. The rebound this time by Madeline Hosig of Vandalia. Back come the Vandals into the front court now. Hosig gets it back out to Tinker. Now they come on the left side. Got it to Sellers, who's come into the game. And Kylie Sellers travels with it.
Three turnovers now for the Vandals. Streaks and Vandals tied up at five, locked up in a tight one here, and again, a much different game than we saw in the first one.
Back comes Raina Gully now for the Streaks left to right.
Raina, come on.
She gets the ball to Sammy Thompson. Bad pass, but they were able to get it as it was picked up by Daniels. Now Kelso with the three. Yes! From the right side, her favorite spot, Haley Kelso. Gets the three-pointer. Now tipped away on the press and saved inbounds. It's going to be Galesburg's ball. Is unable to save it inbounds was Michaela Tinker. Galesburg will have it at center court on the far side.
Well, a great skip pass on that last one by Sammy Thompson. The 2-3 zone that the Vandals are running leaves a lot of openings on those high elbows, which is exactly where Haley Kelso likes the basketball. So if she can keep spotting up and get some backside screens, I think that she could be really successful against this team.
Now Sabrina Clay tried to get the pass out to Lexi Daniels. It was tipped away by Sellers of Vandalia. Sellers comes all the way down court, now stops, gets the pass out. Now here's the jumper from the left side from 10 feet, no good by Evans, and the rebound called control by Gully. Back comes Raina Gully for the Streaks, left to right. Gully gets it now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound, comes out to Kelso. She'll take the three again. Yeah!
That matchup's working. Sammy Thompson, two straight assists to two straight threes for Kelso.
11-5 as the Streaks go out by six. Back into the front court now comes Hosig. Hosig to Sellers here on the near wing. They get it out to Tucker. Tucker will drive the hoop, puts it up no good. Rebound saved in bounce by Kelso to Clay. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Raina Gully. Galesburg wants to run, but Raina Gully throws it over Sammy Thompson's head. She can't control out of bounds.
Well, if there's one thing the freshman needs to fine-tune, it's her passing, because I think she does a great job with decision-making usually, some great job with the ball handling. But we've seen, especially in these two games, a lot of her passes are traveling high or they're too soft. She needs to learn that she's got to use that bounce pass more, and she's got to put a little bit more authority at times so that she can get the ball past the defense.
Florine comes back in. Clay out for the Streaks. 11-5 Galesburg, 2:11 to go, first quarter. Back on the attack comes Bright, goes all the way to the basket, and she was unable to control it as she was trying to go in for the layup against Gully of Galesburg, and Vandalia turns it over.
Well, right there, she was just traveling too fast for her dribbling ability, and she lost the ball out of bounds. Great press break run by the Vandals, and unfortunately for them, they just turned the ball over in a bad spot because the Streaks can really push this lead up now, already up by six.
Raina Gully now to Shaylee Florine here in front of us on the right wing. Back out now to Gully. Backdoor pass to Florine, all alone underneath, up and through.
She didn't miss that time, Jim, and that's the play they keep trying to set up. The Vandals have to be aware when that ball's on the far side wing, the Streaks are setting that backside screen, sealing off the bottom of the defense, and that's exactly what Coach McNary is telling her players right now. She's talking to Kripe saying, hey, you've got to be aware that when they're setting that backside screen, they're going to lob it over the top there.
We're going to get a foul in the backcourt on the press against the Silver Streaks. It's going to be against Lexi Daniels, her first, fourth team foul. It'll be Vandalia's ball at center court on the far side. They inbounds it. Now Hosig comes into the
front
court.
There's going to be a foul.
And Hosick's going to be fouled by Sammy Thompson?
I actually thought they were going to call the foul on Hosig because she stiff-armed Sammy right there. But, no, they're going to call that on Sammy Thompson.
Sammy's first, fifth team foul against the Streaks. Again, they'll try it on the far side as Vandalia will trigger it in. Carly Bright, the 5'5 sophomore, gets it in. Now Megan Kripe has it. Kripe in the lane to Sellers, who will put it up no good, gets her own rebound. Right back up, no, and we'll get a whistle and a foul here.
Hey, Jim, one of the things that you and I have harped on this season that's really cost the Streaks in some of their close losses is a good example right there. It's the offensive rebound. The Streaks have got to do a better job once they see that shot go up to make sure they box out, especially the shooter. That's hurt the Streaks more often than not.
Sammy Thompson with the personal foul, her second, as the free throw is missed by Kylie Sellers. 16 foul on the Streaks. Vandalia has one. Kylie Sellers will have one more. She was impressive in the overtime loss to Mattoon this morning. She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. This is Raina Gully now, the freshman guard. Got it to Lexi Daniels, left side Kelso. Kelso comes cross court now. Got it to Raina Gully, back to Kelso. Kelso will take the three-pointer from the other side. She's hot as she hits it.
Last three, Jim. She's lighting it up.
16-5 Silver Streaks. Just like that. Here's Hosek now to Sellers. Sellers works on the right side, has to pick up her dribble. Now got the ball out to Hosek. Hosek left-handed dribble, drives the foul line, shoveled the ball down underneath to Bright. She couldn't get the shot up against Kelso. Now we'll dribble it out as we go under a minute here in the first quarter. The Streaks up by 11. Right side Sellers. Sellers now has the ball tipped away by Gully. It's on the floor. We'll get a held ball here. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Vandalia.
Well, Jim, it was 5-2 Silver Streaks, and then a big three-pointer hit by Kripe tied the game at 5. And since then, the Streaks have rattled off 11 straight points, including three straight threes from Haley Kelso.
Sellers is going to come out. Coming in is Emma Meyer for the Vandals. Comes into Meyer. Meyer has it foul line right. Back up top to Morgan Kripe. Now in the paint, they get it to Hosek. Back up to Kripe, will take the three, no good. The rebound, Florine for the Streaks, but she couldn't hold on to it. It was picked up by Bright, who puts it up no good, gets her own rebound, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
That's one of those times that it's unfortunate for Shaylee. She got the rebound, lost her balance, was falling down, and just had to flip it up, and it went right into the hands of Carly Bright, who missed the first shot, but on her second attempt, she was fouled.
Kelso gets called for the foul, her first 7th team foul. So we'll have the one in bonus for Carly Bright, who's a 5'5 sophomore for Vandalia. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound, Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. Galesburg dressed in the black uniforms. They're the visitors. They lead it 16-5 with 24 seconds to go first quarter. Lexi Daniels into the front court. Now back out between the rings to Raina Gully. Back to Lexi on the right side, left side. Now back on the high post. They got it to Florine. Right side Kelso as Galesburg runs it down. Let's see if they try to get Kelso for another three. She's hit three here in the first quarter. Kelso has it up top. Now to Gully. Bad pass. And now we'll get a trip and no whistle. And the ball's going to be picked up in the back court. Here's the half-court flank. Oh, that looked good all the way, but it missed. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 16 and Vandalia 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Bob and Tom Mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Ball to start the second quarter. Haley Kelso takes a three-point shot from her favorite spot on the right side, but we're going to have a foul
Florine
called
the
on
back.
The rebound on Shaylee Florine. That'll be her first. That's the 18th foul on the Silver Streaks, and so we'll go back down to the west end of the court here at Mattoon High School. Galesburg leading at 16-5, and at the free throw line is 5'9 sophomore Michaela Tucker for the Vandals of Vandalia. So she'll have the one and one. She has 2 points in the ball game.
They are 0 for the free throw line, Jim. 0 for 5.
Here's Tinker's free throw, and it's no good. She missed it. Florine tries to go for the rebound, but it went off her hands out of bounds.
No, it's going to go
off.
Oh,
they're going to give it. Let's see. They're going to give it to Galesburg.
Yeah, and Shaylee's lucky on that one because she thought it went off her hand, so she chased it down, and usually that'll change an official's perception on what actually happened.
16-5 Silver Streaks. They have the basketball moving from left to right on your dial. Haley Kelso goes cross court to Raina Gully. She drives inside, puts it up no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Michaela Tinker of Vandalia. Tinker, the outlet pass to Bright. Kylie Bright comes back up court, and now Vandalia works around the perimeter. They get it on the right side to Emma Meyer. Meyer lost it in the lane.
Travel, she got up with it.
Back up, and now we'll get the travel.
Jeez, that was a delayed whistle. She got up. She was looking to pass to somebody by the time that whistle got blown.
Down, boy. It's all right.
I was making the call from up here, Jim. I don't care. We're in the far end of the gym. Up high, I was making sure they knew that we noticed.
Here comes Galesburg into the front court. Casey Williams gets it to Kelso. She's wide open for the three. No! The rebound pulled down by Vandalia and pulled down by Vandalia's Hosek, but she was tied up by Sabrina Clay, and so we will get a held ball. It'll be Vandalia's ball in the alternating possession.
About a minute in, nobody scored yet here in the second quarter. 16-5, Streaks still with the 11-point advantage.
Full court pressure by the Streaks, but Vandalia beats it easily this time. Into the front court, running jumper around, no good by Emma Meyer. The rebound controlled by Casey Williams of the Streaks. She had trouble with it. It was knocked away by Vandalia's Carly Bright from Williams, but Galesburg's going to control, as they say it went out of bounds, and the referee, who is Keith Kuchenbecker of Urbana, will give the ball to Shaylee Florine, and here comes Galesburg leading by 11, 16-5 as we're in the second quarter. Here's Kelso wide open from her favorite spot on the right side, and she nails the three.
Well, she's putting a strong showing on earlier, Jim.
Kelso with 12 in the game. Here's the drive back down court. The shot up no good. The rebound, though, controlled by Morgan Kripe, and Kripe will put it right back up and through. Florine stood there and tried to draw the charge and then was unable to get to the rebound. Now Kelso has it on the right side. This time Carly Bright has come out to watch the Galesburg guard, and now Raina Gully has it back out to Williams. Now in the high post to Florine, but it was tipped away. Picked up now by Vandalia. All the way back down court is Emma Meyer. She couldn't control it. It was tipped away. They say it went off Galesburg. It'll be Vandalia's ball underneath their own basket. Here comes Kaylin Boydston into the game for Raina Gully, and Lexi Daniels is going to come in for Haley Kelso.
Coach Massey taking out the hot hand in Haley Kelso. She's got 12. Four threes, and they've all come within the last few minutes of this ball game in game time.
Kelso is hot. Now here's Vandalia with the ball. They tried to drive the lane as Hosek couldn't control. The ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Vandalia, and so Galesburg's going to have it on the far side in the backcourt, and they will move left to right. Kaylin Boydston now for the Streaks. Galesburg leads it 19-7.
Oh.
Now, bad pass by Williams is intercepted by Emma Meyer of Vandalia. Back come the Vandals. Hosek now, top of the key. She looks to the right side, now backs out beyond the three-point line, looking left, now back to the right, hands the ball off to Emma Meyer. Meyer with a left-handed dribble, but she carried.
She carries it every time. Emma Meyer carries it every time she touches the ball, and so does Madeline Hosek. Every time Madeline Hosek goes to try to make a move, she pulls the ball underneath, or pulls her hand underneath of the basketball and then tries to make her move. That official has just been a little slow on making that call.
So Galesburg gets it on the turnover, 19-7 in favor of the Streaks.
Jim, can't they see me motioning from up here?
Now it goes into Sabrina Clay. She couldn't control it. It was tipped away, and it's picked up by Tinker. Back comes Tinker all the way down court, tipped away by Williams, but Tinker has it back in the lane. She'll put it up, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
And I think this is going to come against Shaylee, isn't it? That'll be her second, if so. Let's see. There's a couple girls down there. Nope, it's going to go against
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
So Sabrina Clay's first, that's the ninth team foul. It'll send Michaela Tucker, the 5'9 sophomore, to the free throw line. She'll shoot two here. 0-for-1 from the line is, I keep calling
Tinker.
Her Tunker, Tick Tucker, it's Tinker.
She's now 0-for-2 from the stripe, and the Vandals continue their free throw shooting woes. They're now 0-for-7. It's a lot of free throws to miss in a game that you're down by 12 in.
Tinker will have one more. Eyes it, here it is, and this was, she makes it. So she has 3 points in the game, makes it 19-7 Silver Streaks. 19-8, pardon me. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Foul line left now. This is Sammy Thompson to Kelso. Back to Sammy. He'll take the 16-footer, no good. The rebound controlled by Randy Evans of Vandalia. Evans, the outlet pass to Hosek. Here's Hosek into the front court. Now they go on the left side. The jumper put up no good by Bright. Picked up now by Boydston, but Boydston's going to be called for double dribble.
Well, that's 10 turnovers for the Silver Streaks, a much different issue than what we saw in the first game. The Streaks in the first game with Cumberland only turned the ball over 12 times for the entire game, already to 10 at this mark. And this is, I would say, the two biggest issues that's kind of plagued the Streaks this year. Offensively, it's been turnovers. Defensively, it's been giving up offensive rebounds. And we've seen both of those things here in this game. And now we're going to get a foul on Haley Kelso. She did not agree with the call. She's getting called for the bump, and that's going to send to the line number 42, Carly Bright, for the double bonus. She'll get two shots at this one. She's 0 for 1 in the game from the stripe.
So that's a 10th team foul, second on Kelso. As Eric said, Carly Bright's at the free throw line. She's going to get the two here, and she hits it.
Well, let's hope I didn't jinx them into start making free throws. They've hit two in a row
now. I think
now.
You may have.
After they had missed seven in a row, they've hit two in a row.
19-9 now our score. Bright will have one more for the Vandals. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg. Back on the attack. Oh, great pass to Clay, and Clay will put it up and through. Sammy Thompson with a beautiful assist to Sabrina Clay. Clay has 5 points, and it's 21-9 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Vandalia. Into the front court, this is Madeline Hosick. Now they go inside to Kripe. Kripe in the lane will put it up, no good. Tip up by Kripe, no good. And we'll get the ball going out of bounds off of Morgan Kripe. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
That looked like one of those volleyball swats when you're at your two hits, Jim, and you just want to return it over the net. Kripe didn't have much of a shot to get that rebound, just tried to swat at it and hit it off the wall.
She had a good game this afternoon in that loss to Mattoon. Now right side Kelso, she's going to take the three from her favorite spot. No, she wasn't really set. The rebound, though, Lexi Daniels, and she's going to be called for a travel.
Yeah, what happened there was two streaks hit each other. I think it was Sammy Thompson also going for the rebound. Didn't realize that Lexi was behind her with the ball, and they kind of collided.
So it'll be full court pressure by the Streaks as getting set to throw in the ball is Vandalia. They come in the backcourt to Tinker. Tinker gives the ball back now to Bright, and Bright will get over the timeline. Bright comes all the way down, pull-up jumper from 10, no good. The rebound bounces around, picked up by Boydston. Here comes Boydston, 3-on-2 break. The pass cross-court now to Kelso. She saves an inbounds to Thompson, and we'll get a held ball here as Thompson is tied up with Randy Evans of Vandalia, and it'll be Galesburg's ball in the alternating possession.
Well, the Streaks, again, being a little sloppy right now. They need to just calm it down a little bit. They've had some great set plays against the zone where they're setting backside screens. Let's see if we get another one of those here.
Here's Boydston down to Clay. Clay has it left baseline. Dribbles into the lane, puts it up no good. Tried to get her own rebound, couldn't, but it's picked up here in the corner, near corner by Lexi Daniels. Cross-court pass now is intercepted as Boydston tried to get it to Thompson. All the way down is Kripe, and she'll put it up no good. She missed the easy one. Rebound Kelso. Back come the Silver Streaks with 3:35 to go here in the second quarter. Now on the left side, Boydston. Up top to Sammy Thompson. One dribble, thought about the 17-footer. Lexi Daniels will take the three air ball, but the rebound's picked up by Kelso. She couldn't control, had to save it inbounds, and it's picked up by Hosick of Vandalia. Back on the attack come the Vandals. Right side, here's the jumper from the right wing, no good by Evans. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay. Now the Streaks on the attack left to right. Left side now, this is Daniels. Bounce pass now to Sammy Thompson. Right side, Kelso. Back up top now to Boydston. And with 3 minutes to go second quarter, Galesburg will slow it down a little bit. No, Daniels is going to fire the three-pointer, no good. The rebound picked up by Tinker. Boy, end-to-end there for a minute, huh?
Yeah.
And now we'll get a blocking foul called on Boydston as she blocked a Tinker. That'll be Kaylin Boydston second.
Who missed the shot down here for the Streaks?
Lexi Daniels.
Boydston. Thank you. Was it two or three?
It was a three.
Okay. My attention was diverted for just a moment, and I was trying to do a bunch of stats at once.
Michaela Tinker makes the free throw. She'll get one more as the super bonus is in effect.
It's 2 of 4 now from the stripe. 21-10 Streaks with an 11-point lead.
This is when Massey should probably look at the official and say, maybe he's doing it. He's talking to him. Say, don't they foul? They only have one team foul, and Galesburg has 10, as Michaela Tinker makes them both. But it's 21-11 Silver Streaks with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Raina Gully now dribbles over the 10-second line, now into Florine. Florine puts the hook shot up. Yes! Left-handed hook in the lane by Shaylee Florine. She has 4 points. And it's 23-11 in favor of Galesburg. Back comes Tinker now on the right side. Got it back to Hosek. Hosek gives it to Kripe. Kripe back up top now to Tinker. Tinker gets it down in the lane. Oh, nice give and go play as the basket up by Tinker. And Tinker now with 2, 4, 5, 7 points in the game for Vandalia. Back down to Clay. Wide open underneath. Puts it up. No good. But she's going to be fouled by Caitlin Kershaw of Vandalia. Her first, the second team foul on the Lady Vandals.
Well, a great job by the Streaks pushing that back down after they gave up the basket. And now Sabrina, who runs the floor so well. And I'll tell you what, Jim, I'm trying to think who ran the floor as well as she does end-to-end. And, you know, I think it's been a while since the Streaks have had a post player that's run the floor that well. And maybe Sadie. Sadie used to get out on the break pretty quick, too. Serena hit the first one. She's now 2 of 3 from the stripe in the game. Streaks now with an 11-point lead again.
Clay's second one is perfect. 7 points for Sabrina Clay. 24-13 now in favor of the Streaks. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Right side is Kylie Sellers is back in the game. She gets it into Tinker, who puts it up. No, they are back out to Sellers, who missed the jumper from the right side. And Raina Gully pulls it down for Galesburg. Gully got it ahead to Kelso. Kelso tried to get a pass down to Clay. It was intercepted by Morgan Kripe of Vandalia. Kripe gives the ball off to Hosek. Hosek comes down, takes a step into the key up top. Now the give and go into Kripe. Kripe puts it up, but it hit the bottom of the backboard, picked up by Casey Williams. Here comes Galesburg. Williams comes all the way down court, and we'll get a whistle on the right side.
We've got a foul, somebody with an arm check, and who'd they get with that one?
23, Randy Evans.
Okay, Randy Evans. Well, they're up to 3 fouls now, Jim.
That's the first on Randy Evans. Galesburg's ball in the front court, inbounded. Now Gully into Clay on the baseline. She'll put a turnaround jumper up, no good, but she's going to be fouled by Michaela Tinker, her first. 4th team foul. Sabrina Clay will go back to the free throw line and shoot 2. She's a 62% free throw shooter coming into today's action. She's 3 for 4 from the line tonight. 25-13 Silver Streaks on the way, and she missed it. The Galesburg boys are playing Rochester. That game just getting underway on WGIL.
Assuming everything's running on time.
Well, that's only the second game over there today. They started at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they had the afternoon start.
Clay makes the second one. She has 8 points in the game, and it's 26-13 with a minute 28 to go, second quarter. Here comes Hosek now, right side to Tink.
Mattoon earlier in the afternoon.
We talked to the officials a little bit in the hospitality room. Same officials in the Mattoon-Vandalia game that were in the Galesburg-Cumberland game. And I thanked him for not blowing the whistle. Now Galesburg with a bad pass, and we're going to have Kelso come back and foul Sellers as Sellers was going in for the layup. And I thanked the officials, said thanks a lot, and just kind of looked around and smiled.
Well, Jim, after that ball was stolen, it looked like Sellers may have stepped on the sideline. We've got a Galesburg fan right in the front row who tried to assist the officials in pointing out exactly where she stepped out, but no call, and instead Haley ends up picking up her third foul. So Sellers back at the free throw line. She went 0 for 2 the first time around. This time she hits the first one. Streaks down 20 or up 26-14, up by 12.
2 points for Kylie Sellers, the 5'7 senior. She misses the second one. Oh, Galesburg doesn't get the rebound, though. Here's a jumper from the foul line off the glass. No good by Hosek. The rebound, Florine. She throws a bad outlet pass to Gully. It's intercepted by Kripe, but Kripe travels with the ball.
Jeez. Streaks now with 15 first-half turnovers and 11 first-half turnovers for Vandalia. If the Streaks could have limited their turnovers, they might have a huge advantage in this one as opposed to just 12.
Back on the attack come the Streaks. They lead it 26-14. Shaylee Florine out beyond the three-point line. Got it now to Sabrina Clay. Right side Gully give and go inside to Florine, and we'll get a whistle and a push called.
So that's going to send Shaylee Florine, the 6'1 sophomore, to the free throw line. Shaylee, quiet night so far compared to what she's normally at, 4 points, four rebounds. This is her first trip to the free throw line on the season. She has shot it at a 43% clip, and she's not usually happy about that. And now, what do we have now? Oh, they're going to say the foul's on the floor. They didn't realize that the streaks are still not in the bonus.
So it'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket on the east side of the gym. Florine got it into Clay, and Clay's going to be fouled by Michaela Tinker of Vandalia, her second 16 foul against the Vandals. So the Streaks will try it again. 26-14 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Raina Gully will toss it in for Galesburg. Comes into Florine, the alley-oop inbounds pass, and Florine turns around and puts it through. She has 6 points, 4 points in the second quarter. Back on the attack comes Evans now. Evans right side. She lost the ball but got it back. Now drives the paint, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Lingenfelder, who's in the game for Galesburg. Katie Lingenfelder got the outlet pass down to Raina Gully with 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Raina, gets a pick from Clay on the right side. Back up top to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder working against Kylie Sellers of Vandalia. Now to Gully, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. There's a give and go inside to Clay, but it's stolen away by Morgan Kripe. Kripe now, the outlet pass almost stolen back. 4 seconds to go. Down quickly is Hosek. She'll put it up from 17 at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 28 and Vandalia 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Does your Christmas present need sized? Bring it in the Kohl's Diamond Gallery before 5 tomorrow, and I can get it back to you by New Year's. Hi, I'm Ryan Cole, the in-house jeweler at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. One of the great things about bringing your valuables into me to be worked on is that I keep it in-house and can give you a quick turnaround. If you received a beautiful new watch or ring for Christmas, you want to wear it now. And if you bring it into me, I can make sure it's ready for you to show off by New Year's. Even if your item didn't come from our store, I'd still be happy to do any repairs or sizings. So stop in and see us at 54 South Seminary in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. You better call Dave's.
Their garlic bread is to die for. Just one of the many mouthwatering reviews you'll find online about everybody's favorite spaghetti house, La Gondola. Call ahead your lunch order today, then pick up the deliciousness at the drive-up window. 914 North Henderson, Galesburg, La Gondola Spaghetti House.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back. Jim Wyman at courtside. I'm with Brian Kern, who was assistant coach in Galesburg. And I guess, Brian, it was when back in the golden year,
it,
right?
It was. It was a lot of fun. Had
for
some
Mike Miller,
games.
Right?
Yeah. I was assistant for Mike I was fortunate enough to be there during a time that Galesburg basketball was kind of at its high point, and we had a lot of fun.
Now you're assistant principal in Vandalia?
I'm actually the principal at Vandalia Junior High. When I moved back to Vandalia, I assisted my former high school coach for 3 years, and I became the head varsity coach. Did that for 4 years, and then I thought I was going to be coaching there for a lot of years, and things changed. Had an opportunity to get into administration after that amount of time, and I made that leap, and I've been at that position ever since. I was a high school assistant principal for 5 years, and then the last three I've been the principal at the junior high in Vandalia.
Now, you asked me how things are in Knox County, and, of course, I said good. But tell us your memories of the that 1998 season.
Well, I'll tell you, occasionally I go back and have some trips down memory lane there. You know, at the time, the age that I was and experiencing that, and, you know, just coming from playing at Illinois State University, you know, and being in big situations, you know, I think a lot of people, when you talk to them, they would say the same thing. You know, hindsight's 20/20, and when you're going through that and experiencing those kind of things, you know, you tell yourself, enjoy it, because you never know when you're going to get those opportunities again. And I can remember telling myself that, you know, that as we're sitting in Peoria and playing for a state championship.
You knew when you were going through it.
That this might be my only chance that I'll be sitting here. It's never concrete, you know. It's like, I'll get back here, you know. It was just a phenomenal time. You know, my wife and I, we just got married and we met some amazing people. While at Galesburg, I can't think of a better way to start off my career in education and in coaching.
That was your first job then, huh?
It was, yeah.
Coach, I had an anonymous texter text in and ask, why did you make Steve Glasgow do so many sprints during practice?
He deserved it. It's why.
But seriously, what was it like having to deal with all those different attitudes on the team? Obviously, you know, when you're running that high, you're going to have a lot of different attitudes, different players. They know they're good.
Sure. It was never our breaking point was when we went to St. Louis and the Coca-Cola showed out. And I know that those kids have been interviewed 1,000 times, and I think every one of them would tell you the same thing.
They talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, there was a moment in time where leading up to that game with Lafayette, they knew they were pretty good and a pretty special group, and thanks to Lafayette, it kind of put everything back into perspective and made them realize that, you know, there are better and bigger dogs out there, and if we don't come ready with the schedule that we had that year, we're going to lose some ball games, and from that moment on, things just kind of fell into place, and the attitudes got put aside. And one of the things that I remember most is when we went to Peoria and we beat Centralia in the quarterfinals, Mike and I, you know, we're slapping high fives, we're jumping up and down in the tunnel. We go in that locker room, and those kids, it was as if we just got done with a pickup game in the summer, and then they won. I mean, there was just very little emotion, Mr. Glasgow was one of them that I talked to, and I said, what's going on? I mean, aren't you guys excited? And Steve looked at him. He's like, we're not done, Coach. And at that moment on, I thought, well, okay, we're going to be here for a while. So
what a great game, that championship game.
It was. It really was.
Never forget that.
It was a lot of fun, and it was one of those games on paper. It's like, okay, we got two D1 guys. They got five, you know. Yeah. You know, on paper, it was like, we're going to have to play the best game of the year to beat them, and we knew that. We knew rebounding was going to be a huge issue for us, you know, our kids just, you know, they did everything they could, and, you know, we ran out of time. You know, who knows what would have happened if we had a couple more minutes on the clock.
Brian, thank you so much for being with
us. Thanks for having me.
Best of luck.
One last note, Coach. Although he may take this back. Mr. Glasgow wanted me to tell you that he felt that you were the staple and backbone of that team. He didn't think that you guys would have made it as far without having you on the coaching staff. However, I don't know if he still feels that way after the sprints comment.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you.
That's Brian Kern, who was the assistant for Mike Miller back in 1998. At Galesburg High School, he's now a junior high principal in Vandalia. Let's run down the stats. First of all, for Vandalia, they're led in scoring by Michaela Tinker, who has 7 points, 5 points for Megan Kripe, 1 point for Carly Bright, 1 point for Kylie Sellers. For the Silver Streaks, our stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. It's Haley Kelso leading Galesburg with 4 3-pointers. She has 12. Sabrina Clay has 8 points, and Shaylee Florine has 6. Eric's stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Well, Jim, based on our special interview, I didn't get a chance to tally up as many stats as I normally do. But turnover-wise, it was Streaks with 16, so way too many in that first half for the Streaks. 11 turnovers for Vandalia. Vandalia got 14 rebounds, 3 offensive, and they're just really struggling shooting the ball. 4 of 23 from the field and 5 of 14 from the free throw line. So a tough half for Vandalia, and that's why the Streaks have been able to push this out to a 14-point advantage. And realistically, if they can keep up this pace, they should be able to coast an easy win here.
It was 16-5 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks out scoring the Vandals 12-9 in the second quarter. And Galesburg leads it 28-14. Our thanks again to Brian Kern for being up here and talking to us at halftime. It was a pleasure to be up here with him. And I'll never forget watching that state championship game that night. Just thinking, my goodness, because everybody thought Galesburg was going to get killed. And, boy, they were in it all the way.
Well, number one team in the nation, nation according to USA Today. You know, that's the tough matchup going straight in for the Streaks, and they were really hung tough.
Okay, it'll be Galesburg's ball to start the second half. The Silver Streaks will be moving. Oh, maybe it won't be Galesburg's ball. It'll be Vandalia's ball. And the Vandals will be moving from left to right on your dial. Vandalia again in the white uniforms with Vandals in red letters and red numerals across the chest. The Streaks in the black uniforms with the white numerals and silver streaks across the chest. Here comes Vandalia's Madeline Hosick now into the front court. Left side. Now they get it down to Morgan Kripe in the corner. Back up now top of the key in the paint. Down to Bright. Back up now to Kripe. On the right side, this is Hosick. She'll go all the way to the basket, put it up and through. She beat Casey Williams.
Yeah, she's looked good on a couple of those drives. She really has a nice first step and able to beat Casey right away, and then Casey didn't really have a shot after she blew by her.
28-16. Here's Casey Williams with a 15-pointer, no good, 15-footer, no good. The rebound pulled down by Vandalia's Hosick. Back down the court. Here's the pass off, put up, no good by Bright. She missed the layup, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called on the rebound.
Well,
the
Streaks starting off a little slow here, and this isn't the kind of time that you really want to get lackadaisical. You need to get on the board and kind of put your foot down against this team. You have two more games tomorrow, so you really don't want to burn a lot of energy in this one.
Kaylin Boydston picks up the personal, her third. That's the first team foul. Here's the pass now, inbounds. They get it to Kripe on the left side. She'll take the three-pointer, good. Morgan Kripe, second three of the game. She has 8 points, 28-19, as Vandalia creeps back. Here's Shaylee Florine, backdoor pass to Boydston, wide open underneath, puts it up and through. Boydston's first points of the game, and it's 30-19 Silver Streaks, back up by 11. Back on the attack now comes Vandalia. Hosick all the way in the lane, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. Florine, the outlet pass to Kelso, now to Boydston. Boydston left side, Casey Williams, wide open, three-pointer, no, it's long. The rebound Kelso. Kelso had to save it inbounds, but stepped on the baseline, unable to save it.
Casey's had a rough night so far shooting the basketball, 0 for 4. She's missed on those threes. That one I thought had a chance, just a little long with her release. I still would like to see her take a couple more going towards the basket.
Hosick got it down now to Bright. Bright drives the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound Florine. Florine has it tipped away by Bright. It goes out of bounds, and they say it went off Shaylee Florine's knee, and so it'll be Vandalia's ball.
17 turnovers now on the Silver Streaks.
Comes in now on the left baseline to Tinker. Tinker will put the shot up, no good. The rebound comes back out to Kripe. Kripe takes one dribble, foul line right. Now gibbles the ball to Hosick. Hosick shovels it off left side, back out to Kripe. Kripe up top now to Tinker. Tinker with the ball up over her head on the high left side. Now they come here in the near corner to Carly Bright. Bright back up top now to Kripe. And Kripe traveled with it.
Yeah, you know, in that first game against Cumberland, we remarked on the lack of shot fakes by the Cumberland Pirates. And in this game, Vandals have done a really good job of shot faking. They've gotten some easy looks at the basket after they've gotten the streaks in the air.
Sabrina Clay out to Shaylee Florine between the rings. Now to Boydston, right side Kelso. She's wide open for the three. Bingo!
How do you leave her wide open? This is her hottest game since the Illini West game to open the year.
15 points for Haley Kelso, 33-19 Galesburg. Here's the three-pointer now for the left wing by Randy Evans. A rebound, Kripe. Got it on the baseline, and the shot up by Carly Bright is good. Kripe has three, 33-21 in favor of the Streaks. Williams will drive the paint, but Kripe's going to get her with the shoulder. Morgan Kripe second. That'll be the first team foul of the second half against Vandalia.
Well, Streaks holding a 12-point advantage here, 5:26 left to go in the third period. Streaks hoping to push this a little bit further. I know they like to sit the starters a little bit in the fourth as Haley Kelso puts a two in.
Great inbounds pass to Kelso. Kelso now with 17, 35-21. Back on the attack now comes Vandalia. Here's a shot up from 8 feet by Carly Bright. No good. Rebound Florine, now to Boydston. Left side Casey Williams. Back out to Kaylin Boydston. Boydston now with the dribble right side to Sabrina Clay. Now to Shea Lee. She gives it to Boydston, out operating beyond the three-point line. Kelso wide open three again, right side,
oh
yeah!
She may not want to leave this gym anymore, Jim.
Haley Kelso! We'll get a 30-second timeout called by Michelle McNary, but I tell you what, Kelso is feeling it.
Well, right now, Coach McNary has got to go to a box and one because this 2-3 zone isn't doing anything to Haley. I'd go to a box and one right now, put somebody all over Haley and make them follow her around the floor. She's hit 6 threes in the game and 12 shots. Wow.
20 points in the game for Haley Kelso. What, they're all threes except for a two-pointer,
she just hit that
right?
Two, yeah. She got that off the inbounds pass. 6 threes in the game.
20 points for Kelso. Clay has 10 for the Streaks. Galesburg leads it now 38-21. Boy, that three-pointer is a dagger when it's going. Galesburg will put some token pressure on the backcourt with Boydston. Now Kelso comes up to help out. They get it in bounds, Vandalia does, and they'll come on the attack left to right. Madeline Hosick tried to get it inside to Kripe. The ball was tipped back out. Now it's going to Boydston bumps in at center court to Vandalia's Tinker. Now they get it back down, though, all the way down. This is Evans. Got it in the lane. Here's a jumper up by Hosick, and it's going to be good. Madeline Hosick with the basket. Now we'll have a Galesburg player down. It's going to be Boydston, but she's all right as she ran into Carly Bright of Vandalia.
They call a double foul here?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to get the double foul. They're going to call it.
They're going to call it on Bright and Boydston.
Yeah.
Boydston's fourth.
I'll tell you what, Jim, Boydston does not back down. She doesn't mind a physical game, and you can tell she kind of got entangled there. Now she's going to come out of the game as Coach Massey's going to let her cool a little bit as Raina comes back in. 4:28 to go. Streaks with a 15-point advantage, 38-23 in the third quarter.
Florine into gully. Galesburg comes on the attack right to left. Here's Raina over the timeline. Left side now to Florine to Williams. Williams gets away. Williams trying to get to Florine. She does. Shea Lee will put it up no good. The rebound is going to go in the lane loose. Picked up by Gully, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called before Gully got the ball. It'll be Clay. So Sabrina Clay will pick up the personal, her second, third team foul against the Streaks. Back on the attack comes Vandalia. Now we'll get a bump by Gully up front. The three-pointer by Evans is going to be good. Randy Evans hits the three. Evans is a 5'3 senior, 38-26, under 4 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Florine, not a gully, to Clay flashing through the lane. She'll put it up underneath, no good. The rebound, Clay picks it up again, puts it up. No, gets her own rebound again, up, no! The rebound fought for, and that's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg.
Well, you know, we've talked, Sabrina really battles underneath, and just a good example of that yet again.
It'll be triggered in bounds now by Raina Gully underneath the Galesburg basket into Florine, but we'll get a whistle and a foul on the floor. He explains it, the official does. It's going to be called against Randy Evans, her second, third team foul. So each team with three team fouls, 3:43 to go third quarter, 38-26 Silver Streaks. And now Keith Kuchenbecker of Urbana goes over and says something to the scorer. He explained to Michelle McNary the call. It was a hold. Now it comes into Clay. Great pass by Gully on the inbound pass to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina Clay has 10, and it's 40-26. Back on the attack comes Tinker now. She lost it to Casey Williams as Vandalia turns it over. Now to Raina Gully. Ahead to Clay. Clay will put it up. Yeah! Sabrina Clay with 12. Great pass from Raina Gully. 42-26 Galesburg. 3:15 to go third quarter. Now Vandalia into the front court. Randy Evans. Here's Bright with a three-pointer. No. Pulled off by Florine. Galesburg back on the attack. The Streaks want to run. Gully, now to Williams. Williams on the left side. Gets a pick from Florine. Drives the foul line, puts it up. No. The rebound comes back out, picked up by Vandalia's Bright. Carly Bright, the outlet pass. Now we'll have a collision at center court, and we'll get a travel against Vandalia as this one goes against Vandalia's Randy Evans.
Jim, I think you're missing 2 points on Sabrina Clay. She's actually got 14 now.
14, Daniels, 22, Thompson, and for the Silver Streaks.
Streaks basketball, 2:54 left to go here in the third. 16-point advantage for the Streaks. Lexi Daniels into the game. Sammy Thompson also in there.
So Lexi Daniels will trigger it in on the far side at center court. Daniels comes into Raina Gully. The Streaks lead it by 16, 42-26. Gully, foul line right, picks up her dribble, hands the ball out to Haley Kelso. She'll point out top of the key, and now Gully goes out there and takes the pass. Now to Sammy Thompson. Back to Gully. Gully gets a pick from Clay. Now holds up her dribble out to Sammy Thompson. She'll take the 18-footer, no good. The rebound, though, Lexi Daniels. Daniels tried to get it up, but we'll get a double dribble called against Lexi.
Poor Sammy. Sammy is yet the scorer in today.
Wide
in
open
the
two there.
Two games, yeah.
She's wide open.
She's 0 for 3 in this one.
Caitlin Kershaw got it in the backcourt to Hosek. Madeline Hosek has it tipped away by Gully. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Vandalia.
Raina Gully, a little Rainey Sibley there, as she was able to catch Hosek from behind and just tapped it away as Hosek was dribbling way too far away from her body.
Hosek comes in now to Kripe, back to Hosek on the baseline. Now back out to Morgan Kripe. Kripe on the right side, got the ball to Hosek. Hosek drives down, hands the ball off underneath, got it to Kershaw. Now back out to Kripe. Kripe had it tipped away and stolen by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg. Here come the Streaks, 3-on-2. Sammy, right side to Lexi Daniels. She'll drive all the way to the hoop, puts it up and through.
More or less uncontested at that.
Lexi Daniels, first points of the game, 44-26 Streaks. Minute 55 to go here in the third quarter of action. In the front court, Hosek now for Vandalia. Got it on the right side to Brandy Protz, who's into the game. It's a jumper, no good, by Emma Meyer. The rebound, Kelso. Kelso, the three-quarter court pass now to Daniels, and Daniels wide open. We'll put it up again. Lexi Daniels, two straight baskets. Nice pass from Haley Kelso to Lexi Daniels. Here comes Vandalia now into the front court. This is Hosek. Hosek on the right side. Got the ball to Emma Meyer. Meyer now with a minute 20 to go, third quarter on the dribble. Foul line right. Tipped away by Raina Gully, but she got it back. Here's a jumper by Meyer, no good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
A strong rebound there by Sabrina Clay. She just went and ripped that ball down and got it away from everyone else, and then they end up grabbing at her.
Randy Protz will be picked or called, picked up, will be called for the foul. Her first, that's the fourth team foul. Excuse me, Eric.
Oh, I was going to say, it streaks up by 20 now.
Daniels gets it into Gully. Lexi Daniels with two straight baskets for the Silver Streaks. Gully now got it to Sammy Thompson, left side to Williams. Williams all the way to the basket, but we'll get a hack here as Williams is driving towards the hoop, and Keith Kuchenbacher of Urbana will come over to the scorer's table and give us the call. The foul is going to go against Brandy Protz. That's her second, seventh team foul. No, maybe not the seventh team foul. No, it's 15 foul. Now it comes into Florine. Florine underneath puts it up, no good. Rebound, Sammy taps it up, no. We're pulling for Sammy to get her first points of the game, and now we'll have a foul on the rebound called against Shaylee Florine of the Streaks, her second. That'll be the fourth team foul.
Well, Shaylee got called for the over-the-back there, but I don't know that she went over the back as much as they kind of claimed she did. She looked like she was straight up in the air.
Now stolen by Gully on the press. Reyna underneath, got it to Lexi Daniels, back to Reyna. Reyna put it up, no. Reyna again up, yes! 5-5 Reyna Gully, the freshman with the offensive rebound in the basket. 48-26 streaks. Now on the drive down, here's a shot up by Meyer, no good. The rebound fought for and picked up by Sammy Thompson. 2-on-2 break. Sammy, left side Williams. Williams going to go all the way to the basket, puts it up and through. And she's fouled. Oh, Casey Williams got bumped hard, was able to get it up, and she's fouled. And Casey Williams with her first points of the game.
Well, over at the boys' game, the boys rolling after one, 21-9 after one quarter of play. They're playing Rochester over in the Taylorville tournament.
Casey Williams will have the attempt at the three-point play. It's on the way, and she made it. So three for Casey Williams makes it 51-26 in favor of the Streaks. Vandalia now in the backcourt will get backcourt pressure by Galesburg, and Sammy Thompson a little bit too tight that time, it appears, on Sellers. And so it'll be Vandalia throwing the ball in. Sammy Thompson picking up her third foul, 15th foul on the Streaks. Substitutions, Michaela Tinker back into the game for the Vandals. Emma Meyer goes out. Galesburg has Reyna Gully, Casey Williams, Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, and Shaylee Florine on the floor. Here comes Hosek into the front court. Stops just inside the three-point line. Shovels it off to Tinker, who drives the paint, puts it up no good. The rebound tipped back up and picked up by Tinker. Tinker now got it top of the key. This is Hosek. Hosek with the ball to Tinker. Now tried to get it down on the baseline to Protz, but it was knocked away out of bounds. It's going to be Galesburg's ball.
I don't think it was knocked away. I think she just threw it out of bounds. Just threw it too high. And, again, some turnover problems. But that's only actually the 16th turnover. You would feel like it'd be a little bit more for the Vandals, who have had some issues.
Here's Reyna Gully. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Puts it up no good. 1 second to go. Sellers throws it three-quarter court. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg, 51. And Vandalia, 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't be late for the year-end clearance. Going on now at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC in Galesburg. You don't want to miss the final deals at YEM. With over 450 new and used vehicles, year-end clearance price to move now. No one has a selection like YEM with over $10 million in new vehicle inventory. Like a 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Clearance price to save you over $4,000 today. Or a 2013 Chevy Silverado regular cab 4x4. At just $27,275, you'll save $9,000. It's YEM's final year-end clearance.
And time is running out.
The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end clearance going on now at YEM, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Text on license doc fee extra, some restrictions apply. YEM and Galesburg, or go to YEMautos.com.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. The Streaks lead at 51-26. Shaylee Florine has it out front between the rings. Left side Casey Williams now to Reyna Gully. Gully now to Clay, now to Williams. Williams will drive the foul line left out to Florine, now to Gully. Gully thought about the three, gets a pick from Florine, back out to Clay. Galesburg operating around the perimeter. Now Kelso, the give and go now to Clay. Clay will put it up and through.
Well, Jim, as in the first game, I can't believe we'll see the Streak starters much longer in this one.
16 points for Sabrina Clay, 53-26 Galesburg.
Oh,
now
wow.
Williams comes in and bats the ball away. Michaela Tucker trying to take a shot from the right baseline, but Williams was there to knock it out of bounds. It'll be Vandalia's ball.
Tinker.
I say Tucker again?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
And it was a vicious block at that. It wasn't a soft block by any means.
On the baseline, this is Evans. Here's a jumper. It's going to be good by Carly Bright. Brights has 4 points in the game for Vandalia, 53-28. Back comes Shaylee Florine, left side Casey Williams. Williams now on the dribble, foul line left, bounce pass now out to Clay, into Florine. Florine turnaround jumper, left-handed, good!
Oh.
Shaylee Florine has 8, and she's going to go to the free throw line for the attempt at the three-point play. The foul is going to be against Morgan Kripe. Her third, seventh team foul against Vandalia, 55-28 Silver Streaks.
Well, just to show how good the scoring's been for the Streaks, Shaley came into the tournament leading the streaks in scoring at 12.5 a game. She scored two in the first game, and with that free throw she just hit, she has nine now.
55-28 streak, 6:48 to go in the ballgame. This is Bright now, drives into the lane, was able to get the ball out, and got the ball out to Michaela Tinker, who did a fake, and then Williams came down on her, and so Casey commits the foul. That'll be Casey Williams' third six-team foul on Galesburg.
Casey's out there just trying to look for swats right now as she went flying up in the air on just the slightest fake of the basketball.
It'll be Carly Bright inbounding out here in front of us on the near side. Gets it up top now to Hosick. Now on the right side back to Bright. Here's Kripe with a three-pointer around, no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's Vandalia's ball as it went off Sabrina Clay, who couldn't control the rebound while she was bringing it down.
Into the game, Kaylin Boydston back in for Raina Gulley.
Number three, Boydston in the lineup.
So underneath the Vandalia basket, it'll be triggered in bounds. As throwing it in will be Randy Evans for the Vandals. Got a bounce pass inbounds now to Tinker. Now the give and go. Here's a shot up and through by Madeline Hosick. Hosick has six. 56-30. Silver Streaks by 26. Back on the attack comes Galesburg now. Backdoor pass to Boydston. She was just a, Florine was just a little bit late on there. Now on the floor, and we're going to get a timeout called by Michelle McNary. Full timeout with 6:10 to go in the ballgame. It's Galesburg 56 and Vandalia 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors. Crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Want to remind you, we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning at about 11:10 as Galesburg will be taking on the host of Mattoon Greenwave. Here from the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, and then we'll have some details as to who Galesburg will play later on in the day, and then they'll have two games tomorrow and then one game on Saturday. The Streaks leading at 56-30. It's been a great night for Haley Kelso. 20 points in the game for her. Sabrina Clay with 14 points for the Streaks.
16.
16?
Yeah.
16 is right. 14 plus 2 is 16. I was an English teacher. Not a math teacher. Back on the attack now comes Hosick. Hosick had trouble with the ball foul line right. Now I'm back on the right side, now to Bright. Inside, we're going to get a whistle as a foul call. They were getting trying to get it to Tucker or Tinker, who was flashing down the lane that time.
It's going to go to Tinker's going to go to the line now for the 1-1.
That was called against the Silver Streaks, number 40, Sabrina Clay.
So that's Clay's third, seventh team foul. So Michaela Tinker, who has 7 points in the game, will have the 1-1 here, and she hits it.
Well, after she started 0 for 2 from the line, she's hit 4 in a row now.
One more free throw for Tinker. We'll get a whistle here.
Yeah, violation.
It's going to be against Kripe.
Yeah.
Lane violation against Morgan Kripe will give it to the Silver Streaks, and so Galesburg will come on the attack right to left. Galesburg has Kaylin Boydston, Shaylee Florine, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Casey Williams, their original starting five, on the floor. Florine, now to Boydston, right side Clay. Clay back up now to Florine. Back on the right side, here's Kelso. She'll take the jumper in and out, no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called, and Haley Kelso is going to go to the line.
For three. Well, Jim, after not playing much in that first game, the Streaks starters have played a lot in this one. I actually thought they'd be out by now with the 25-point advantage, but I guess because they didn't play much in that first one, Coach Massey allowing them some time here to kind of work things out.
They're going to call it after the shot, so it's going to be the one in bonus for Kelso, and she hits it. 21 points for Haley. 57-31 now the Silver Streaks lead it.
57-31.
What did I say?
I thought you said 56.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Second one is missed. The rebound controlled underneath by Tinker. Tinker now fakes the three, goes in the left corner to Evans, and we're going to get white ball here. As it was tipped away, they say it went off of Galesburg.
And now into the game, Alyssa Carl.
Alyssa Carl on the lineup for the Silver Streaks.
Shaylee Florin comes out.
Alyssa Carl had 8 points this afternoon against Cumberland.
Played a nice game for the Streaks this afternoon. A lot of playing time for her.
Galesburg won that one 69-17. They're ahead here 57-31. Now Kripe in the lane is going to put it up no good. The rebound is going to be pulled out by Kelso as she took it away from a Vandalia player. Now the ball got away, but it was picked up by Carl, and back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. Right side, they got it to Kelso, back up to Boydston. Now around the perimeter, left wing to Casey Williams, who dribbles it back up top. Now to Sabrina Clay, who's outside the three-point line. Under 5 minutes, but we'll get a travel called against Kaylin Boydston.
Well, that's turnover number 20 on the Silver Streaks. Doing a little bit better in this one than they were in the first half, where they turned it over 16 times.
Casey Williams goes out. Katie Lingenfelder in for the Silver Streaks. Vandalia comes back on the attack left to right. Right side, this is Bright. Bright got the ball back up now to Tinker. Here's the shot in the lane. Wide open was Madeline Hosick. Hosick has 8 points now, and it's 57-33 as Vandalia scores. Now they tried to get it to Clay on the lane, and Clay was bumped by Morgan Kripe. Kripe's going to pick up the personal, her fourth. That'll be the ninth team foul against Vandalia.
Serena's 4-7 from the stripe. She gets a chance to go back there and add to her total and add to the Streaks' 24-point lead.
That's her fourth.
Substitution, Kylie Sellers comes in. Brandy Pratt's also in for Vandalia. Going out is Bright along with Randy Evans for the Vandals. So Sabrina Clay with 16 points in the game steps to the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Here's her free throw, and it's in and out no good on the one and bonus. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Vandalia's Tinker. So Galesburg will trigger on the west side of the gym. It'll be Kaylin Boydston throwing it in for the Silver Streaks. Boydston looking. Now gets the ball into Lingenfelder. Right side now to Lexi Daniels. Back up top to Carl. Alyssa Carl tried to get the give and go down, or they tried to get it to Carl on the give and go. Carl, though, takes it away from Vandalia girl. Puts up two shots and comes out and gets a rebound again. Good hustle on Alyssa Carl. Now Boydston to Clay. Back out to Kaylin Boydston, who's looking to set it up on the right wing this time. Back up top now to Lexi Daniels to Lingenfelder. They hit Carl on the high post into Clay. And Clay puts a left-handed layup up no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up no good. Rebound Boyson back up no good. The rebound still fought for him, pulled off by Vandalia. Bringing it out is Hosick. Hosick comes all the way down court, stops at the baseline, and she's going to get bumped, and we'll get a foul called against the Streaks.
Looks like this one's going to go against Kaylin Boyson. If it does, she's out of the game because that'll be her fifth foul.
And I think
it is.
It is. So Boydston picks up her fifth personal, eighth team foul against the Silver Streaks. Raina Gully will come in.
Boydston fouls out with 2 points, five rebounds, and a steal.
Also coming in for Galesburg is Madison Ross. Sabrina Clay goes out. So it's Madison Ross, Alyssa Carl, Katie Lingenfelder, Lexi Daniels, and Raina Gully for the Streaks. At the line is Michaela Tinker for Vandalia. Her free throw is good.
Well, she continues her streak, missed two in a row. Now she's hit five in a row. She lost the opportunity for a free throw last time on a lane violation by Kripe.
Here it is, and she misses the second one. The rebound controlled by Alyssa Carl of Galesburg. Carl, the outlet pass to Gully, and Raina will bring it up right to left for the Streaks. Bounce pass on the right side to Madison Ross. Now back out to Raina Gully up top with 3:40 to go. Here's Lexi Daniels right wing with a three-point shot. No good. Rebound Gully. She'll go right to the basket. Put it up. No, but she's going to be bumped and fouled. And I think they'll get Morgan Kripe on this one, and that'll be her fifth.
Looks like it is to the score.
Kripe is
table.
Coming
I think
right.
It's Emma Meyer. No, excuse me. It's Kelsey
it
Swain.
Against the Vandals, number 21, Morgan Kripe.
Kripe's fifth. 10th team foul. Raina Gully is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Silver Streaks.
Kripe fouls out with 8 points, three rebounds. Macy Steck into the game now for Lexi Daniels.
It's got to be exciting for these kids to get to play as much as they're getting to play in this tournament.
Yeah, they don't see game time on a normal basis, so getting this opportunity definitely is going to help them and help the team as a whole down the stretch. Reyna misses the first free throw. She's got 2 points in the game, four rebounds and a steal.
Gully gets better handling the ball every game, it seems. Reyna's second one is good. So Gully with 3 points, 58 to 34 in favor of the Streaks, with 3:33 to go in the ball game as Vandalia, the Lady Vandals, bring it up left to right. Hosek now on the right side to Emma Meyer. Cross court pass to Sellers. Sellers will drive the lane, put the shot up and good.
Little Euro step in there, the long elongated jab step, and she gets herself all the way in. 58-36 Streaks lead.
3 points for Sellers. Here's Lingenfelder. She'll take the 16-footer air ball. Pulled down by Sellers, and they're going to get the foul called underneath on Alyssa Carl of the Streaks. Her first, that'll be the ninth team foul on Galesburg. So we'll come back down to the east side of the gym here at Mattoon High School. And it looks like Kylie Sellers is going to step to the line.
That's her first team nine. Heading to line for the Vandals, 22 Sellers. She'll shoot the
3 minutes and 6 seconds. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be on the air with you at about 10:40. I should say about 11:10 tomorrow morning. It'll be Mattoon and Galesburg. Here's Sellers' free throw, and it's around and no good. Rebound controlled by the Streaks and pulled down by Alyssa Carl. She got the ball out to Emily Weaver, who's into the game. Now the ball goes to Alyssa Carl to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter steps inside the three-point line. On the right side, Weaver. Weaver, the left-handed dribble. Got a bounce pass now to Carl. Carl back over to Weaver. Weaver picks up her dribble. Bounce pass out to Carl. Almost walked with it with 2:40 to go. Now a lazy pass is going to be intercepted by Sellers. Sellers gets the ball ahead on the drive to Meyer, who drives all the way down, puts it up and through. Emma Meyer's first points of the game makes it 58-38, 20-point Silver Streak lead. Here comes Weaver. She'll spin on her pivot foot. Got the ball on the right side to Madison Ross. Back on the left wing now to Weaver. Weaver against Sellers. Now looking, picks up her dribble. Back up to Lingenfelter. Right side now to Steck. She'll take the three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Vandalia. Brought up court by Meyer all the way to the basket. Puts it up and through. Emma Meyer now with 4 points. 58-40 with a minute 58 to go in the ballgame. As Vandalia gets it below 20. Right side now, Weaver got a pick, drives all the way down to the baseline, got a bounce pass inside to Madison Ross, but it was intercepted by Emma Meyer. Let's see if Meyer will try to drive down the paint again. Meyer back into the front court, this time stops out to front, is guarded by Steck, now to Sellers. Inside now, they got it down to Leah Francis, who's into the game, but she walked with it.
Lots of turnovers in this one, Jim, but the Streaks are going to cruise to an easy victory. They're up 58-40. It's just a matter of time and final score.
Megan Gugliotti in along with Jordan Kohler for the Streaks. Here comes Weaver with a minute 30 to go, 58-40 Galesburg. Weaver now on the left side gets the ball to Madison Ross. Ross handed the ball off to Jordan Kohler. Now they'll try the right side to Weaver. Weaver bumped by Sellers, gets away, comes back up top. Now got it top of the key to Madison Ross. Ross on the left side to Steck. Steck all the way down. Was putting up but hit the bottom of the backboard. The rebound pulled down by Leah Francis, the 5'10 sophomore for the Vandals. Back comes Vandalia now. This is Meyer. She'll stop foul line left. Now to Sellers. Sellers takes a couple dribbles, goes to the basket, puts it up, and it sticks between the backboard and the rim. So Sellers will go to the line.
57.3 left to go in this one.
Madison Ross's first 10th team foul. Kylie Sellers will go to the free throw line and shoot two here. 58-40 Silver Streaks. The boys were winning big, you said, right?
21-9 after one was the last update I got.
And that's against Rochester, right?
Rochester, yep.
The Galesburg boys will play Rantoul tomorrow morning on WGIL at 10 o'clock, and we will follow them at 11:30. Sellers made the first. She eyes the second. Here it is, and she missed it. It's short. The rebound pulled down by Madison Ross of Galesburg. Outlet pass Emily Weaver. Half-court pass ahead now on the left side to Jordan Kohler. Back out now to Weaver. Weaver will dribble right, go all the way down high right or low, middle left wing. Now had it tipped away by Sellers. Got it back. Weaver will drive inside, but Sellers just too tight on her, and it's going to pick up the foul.
Well, there are two big runs in this game, Jim, that allowed the Streaks to really control it. One of them coming in the first quarter after a 5-5 tie. The Streaks went on an 11-0 run, including three Haley Kelso three-pointers. And the other one came at when the score was 38-26 in the third. The Streaks went on a 13-0 run, or 15-0 run if you count it into the fourth quarter, to take a 53-26 lead. And they really haven't shown any signs of wear other than allowing the stars to come out, and this thing sunk a little bit.
Well, I guess hitting her head on the bleachers is kind of worn off on Kelso.
Yeah.
As Sellers misses them both.
Weaver,
for Galesburg misses them both. Sellers committed the foul. Now Sellers comes back down, bumps into Weaver. Now we'll take the jumper from the foul line. No good. The rebound's pulled off and put up and through by Emma Meyer. She has six fourth quarter points. 16 seconds to go in the game. Weaver back into the front court now. Got the ball to Madison Ross on the right side. Weaver has it. 8 seconds to go. Now back up top, and we'll get a whistle and a travel called against Macy Steck of the Streaks.
Was that official not aware of what the time is on the clock? 5.4 left to go. I think you could go on without calling that foot slide.
Sellers gets the ball in. 3 seconds to go. And that'll be it. The final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks 58, the Vandalia Lady Vandals 43. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Shop our year-end celebration through the close of business New Year's Eve at the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
Happy New Year from Mike and Gene at Yem Ford. During our year-end celebration, you'll save up to nearly $10,000 off the remaining 2013 Ford vehicles in stock. No payments till 2014. Get a free full tank of gas when you buy.
Up to $4,300 off of a new 2013 Ford Edge crossover. Nearly $7,500 off of a new 13 Ford Taurus or a new 2013 F-150 and save $9,700.
Browse through our selection of pre-owned too. Many are good one-owner trades that you can buy for thousands less than what they were new.
You won't have to make a payment until next year. Plus, we'll send you down the road with a free full tank of gas.
You deserve to drive a nicer, newer car for the new year, and we can make it happen.
Shop our year-end celebration through the close of business New Year's Eve.
From all of us at Yem Ford and Galesburg, have a happy and safe New Year.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Community Living Options at Achievement Unlimited have recently expanded their family of residential homes for adults with developmental disabilities, providing some unique new opportunities for those individuals that once called St. Mary's Square home.
It's a more home-like setting. There's only 8 individuals in the home, so they get a more family bond.
They have more one-on-one time with staff.
We do a lot of cooking together, so they didn't have that opportunity because, you know, we had a dining room and it was done for them. They're capable now of doing their own laundry. The arts and crafts, being so more out into the community, I think more so now than they were in the past.
That's all they talked about nonstop is, it's my home.
If you'd like to be a part of our family and enjoy taking care of others, find out more and fill out an application at 748 East Main Street at the corner of Main and Allen in Galesburg. Community Living Options and Achievement Unlimited.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIO's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. Glad you're with us on the laser this evening. The news is good for the Mattoon Holiday Tournament as the Galesburg girls have defeated the Vandalia Vandals by the score of 58-43. Our postgame stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, also by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We drove down from Galesburg to Mattoon this morning in a 2013 Nissan Murano. This car has only 15,000 miles on it. It's an all-wheel drive. It has the navigation system and the rear camera. This car has 1.9% financing or a $500 rebate, whichever you choose. You can see Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the fine people at Galesburg Nissan. They're located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, their new location. Just a beautiful showroom there at Galesburg Nissan. And this car, this is just a beautiful car. These Muranos are just beautiful, the way we rode down the 74 to 57 in Champaign and then down to Mattoon this morning. And this car will be back in the lot on Monday, so head out to Galesburg Nissan and take a look at this beautiful vehicle. And we want to thank Jeff Klink for providing our vehicles for both the boys and the girls games this year. Let's run down the stats. First of all, for Vandalia, they were led in scoring in the ballgame today by Morgan Kripe, who had 8 points in the ballgame. Also, Madeline Hosick had 8 points in the game for Vandalia. 9 points for Michaela Tinker, so I guess she led them in scoring, with Kripe and Hosick second in score. 5 points in the game for Carly Bright. 6 points in the game for Emma Meyer. 4 points for Kylie Sellers. 3 for Randy Evans in the ballgame for Vandalia. For the Streaks, it was the Haley Kelso show as she lit it up from three-point land with 21 points in this one. 16 points for Sabrina Clay, 9 for Shaylee Florine, 4 points in the game for Lexi Daniels, 3 for Raina Gully, 3 for Casey Williams, and 2 for Kaylin Boydston. 16-5, Galesburg led it at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, the Silver Streaks outscored Vandalia by the score of 12-9. To lead it at the half, 28-14. It was Galesburg leading at 51-26 at the end of the third quarter, and the Silver Streaks win the game 58-43. We're joined by our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and that's Haley Kelso. Hey, Haley, tell me, what's it like when you get it going like you had it going tonight? That had to feel good.
Yeah, it felt pretty good. I like making my shots, and it's been a while since I've had a lot.
And you were in the zone, huh?
Yeah, I like that spot.
Yeah, that spot, what, right of the foul line there, outside the three-point line.
Yep.
It was a great night. And have you had that happen to you all the way through your career, where you get to a position where there's a time in the game where you just get really hot?
Every once in a while, not all the time, but.
Well, I said to Eric during the game, I guess she's healed from hitting her head against the bleachers, because we've been speculating on that all year. We talked to you about that last night we had you on the air.
Yeah, it really bugged me at, like, the first three games after I did that, but it hasn't lately.
Well, one of the things that seemed like you guys did a good job at, we've seen you struggle at times against that 2-3, and partially because of the lack of outside shooting, but it seemed like you guys were doing a good job of sealing backside. And we saw a couple skip passes. Primarily, there's like three in a row. Sammy hits you to the far side, and you guys did a great job of flipping that over the top. Talk a little bit about what you guys want to do against a 2-3 there.
Coach Massey really tells us to make passes where the zone is always shifting, so there's someone always open, so we can get a good shot off. So by skipping it, they're going back and forth, and they're not really finding us. So
your passing is really improved too.
Yeah, I like to get the ball inside. I know how Sabrina works, and I know how Shaylee works, and I can get the passes where they want them.
Well, you had asked me after the last game how many assists you had, and I told you I don't usually keep it. I tried, just so you know, I put the effort in. I tried for about a half, and I missed a couple, and then the third quarter just threw me way off. So I'm going to try again for you the next game, but I know that particularly I had Sammy with three assists in that first half, and they were all to you. So you guys were doing a great job of moving the ball back and forth.
Yeah. We really worked the ball, and Coach Massey pushes us to get inside shots. So when we, like, reverse it around the three-point line, the zone shifts, and usually Shaylee or Sabrina's open underneath.
Haley, thank you so much.
Yep.
She's going to pass the microphone over to Sabrina Clay, as Sabrina has also joined us. She was our player of the game, but they left to get checked in at the hotel earlier today, as Sabrina scored 13 points in the ball game against the Cumberland Lady Pirates earlier this afternoon. Congratulations, Sabrina, on your play earlier today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the two games today, and especially the play inside with the rebounding.
The two games today went well for us. We kind of struggled in the second, but we brought it back out. So, and then inside with the rebounding, I just played my hardest to get the rebounds and fight for them like I usually do.
Now, you're not as tall as Shaylee, but you seem to be able to rebound as well as she can rebound. What is it, getting your position?
I think it's my, like, the way I jump and my long arms.
And so you have a high vertical jump and your arms are longer than other girls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, one of the things, Sabrina, that I always talk about, Jim always comments on the soft hands Shaylee has. I always say you have sticky hands because you seem to be able, once that ball's coming off the rim, it doesn't matter if it's to your left, to your right. You do a great job of ripping the ball through, and I think that has something to do with your strength. Do you guys do a lot of strength training?
Yeah, we do a lot of lifting three times a week.
And one of the other things we talked about early in the season especially is that I would have to venture to guess if somebody kept like a per-minute productivity, you would probably lead the team, because when you're on the floor, you're doing it with scoring, with rebounding, with steals, all over the floor. Early in the season, you struggled with fouls, and that limited you. Now, luckily, in that first game, you probably played a combined 10 minutes, but it wasn't because of a foul issue. What have you done to try increase your floor time and limit your fouls?
I've worked better on my defense because I had problems with reaching and going over the back for rebounds. I've been less aggressive than I've usually been on that side of the defense, so that's what I've changed to keep me on the floor more.
Did you even have any? You didn't have any fouls
the first game.
In the Cumberland game, right?
No, I did not.
And then you had three tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I think Coach Massey can live with you getting three fouls a game if it means you're on the floor 75% of the game. And, you know, one of the things that we really saw a lot early in the season was you were giving up a lot of fouls on silly fouls, like trying to get the steal after a girl gets a rebound or trying to go over the back. And you like you talked about, you seem to, although you caught limiting your aggressiveness, I think you've been smarter about when you've been aggressive, and I think that's been the key for you.
Congratulations. This team seems to be coming together, huh?
Yeah, we're getting it together. Team chemistry, yeah.
Yeah, the other kids are getting to play. You're down here, get to spend 3 days away from home. The bonding and everything is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Sabrina Clay. She was our player of the game in the Cumberland game earlier this afternoon. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey is brought to you on the Laser by McDonald's. I'm loving it. The McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg on East Main and on North Henderson. Are you posting on the blog already?
No.
Getting things up on the blog?
I was looking for other scores.
Okay. Well, congratulations, coach. Your team came up and took care of business here tonight against Vandalia.
Yeah, and, you know, this. I think we looked a lot like a team that was coming back from
you want us to break. Give you some scores?
No, I saw something. Okay. But, you know, I wasn't real happy with our execution in the first half. But we fouled a lot. We didn't jump to the ball, got beat by cutters. And then I thought offensively we were very impatient. We were more like we were early in the year. and things. That fortunately, in the first half, Vandalia couldn't make free throws. Otherwise, we would have been in trouble. But I thought we regrouped a little bit in the third quarter. I thought there was really, you know, a lot of kids did good things. But there was a sequence where I thought where we got out and ran really well when Lexi was in there and Sammy Thompson was in there. And sometimes with Sammy, if we get her as a rebounder, and I think she had seven boards tonight, that you get her as a rebounder in the open court, it's just another passer there, and so good things happen.
How about Kelso hitting those three-pointers?
Yeah, you know, good job. And we know she can shoot. It's just she's just got to keep shooting, and she had her feet set and did a good job.
What do you tell her? Do you tell her to just keep shooting?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there are times when there's things that we do where they know that we think we've got an advantage inside with Shaylee, and we're, you know, they're looking less for our shots and with it. But sometimes when we'll do high-low stuff with Shaylee, it's nice if we do it away from her. Like early in the year, there was a couple times where Sabrina then realizes they've overloaded to double-team Shaylee, and then it kicked it over to the skipped it to the other side, and Haley's there and makes a nice shot.
Well, Coach, it's amazing how hitting some shots can really change the tide in a game. You guys were all knotted up at 5, went on an 11-0 run, later went on a 15-0 run to really put the game away. But it seemed like early in the game, like you said, you were a little sloppy with the ball, 16 turnovers in the first half. And one of the big things that we noticed was you guys were really trying to push the ball up the floor real quickly as opposed to taking what was given to you. And then all of a sudden it was like something clicked and the girl started screening in the backside of that zone, and Kelso was hitting the threes. You were getting the ball inside. So, you know, was there kind of a point where you kind of said, hey, you guys need to start moving the ball left and right, make that zone?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and I think at halftime we talked about, well, they came out in the third quarter, and I think Haley got them out of the zone with her shooting with things. But it was just, there was just too many times where what happened would they wouldn't recognize that they're overplaying us on the perimeter and we can get it into the high post and stuff. But I think the whole difference is once Haley started making shots, all of a sudden that stretched the zone out a little bit.
We'll see you in the morning, Coach.
Okay, see you then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Evan Mancy, the head coach of the Streaks. Let's take a break. We'll come back with our final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The other car came out of nowhere. The next thing you know, you're in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. The person who hit you didn't have insurance, but your medical bills keep coming and no one is paying you for the days you miss from work. Where do you turn when you're faced with this situation? Wren and Skinner, attorneys at law in Galesburg.
I'm John Wren. When you need knowledgeable and experienced legal representation on your side, contact me or my partner, Jim Skinner. Find out what you need to know at galesburg.info, keyword law.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on The Laser.
You're blaming Eric Gibson on The Laser. We are glad to be with you. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game again was Haley Kelso. She had 21 points. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game this afternoon in the first game was Sabrina Clay. Galesburg has won both of them, winning tonight 58-43 and winning earlier this afternoon 69-17. Our final stats tonight brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. For all your sporting goods, it's Breedlove's. Let me run through these one more time because I think I was about halfway through when the girls showed up. For Vandalia, 9 points in the game for Michaela Tucker, 8 points for Madeline Hosick, 8 for Morgan Kripe, 6 points in the game for Emma Meyer, 5 in the game for Carly Bright, 3 points in the or 4 points in the game for Kylie Sellers, and 3 for Randy Evans. For Galesburg, They were led in scoring by Haley Kelso with 21, 16 for Sabrina Clay. 9 points for Shaylee Florine tonight. 4 points for Lexi Daniels. Casey Williams had three. Raina Gully with three. And Caitlin Boydston had two. Eric?
Well, the Streaks were able to control the turnover battle, or actually were not able to control the turnover battle, excuse me. They turned it over 23 times, only forced 18 turnovers. Streaks did win the rebounding battle, though, 49-30, including 20-10 on the offensive side. Really struggling from the field was Vandalia, 14 of 41 from inside the arc, 3 of 9 from distance, so 17 of 50, only 34% obviously from the field, 8 of 20 from the free throw line, probably what killed them the most. And they were led in rebounds by Michaela Tinker with 8 points to go with her 9 rebounds. The Streaks, 16 of 41 from inside the arc, 6 of 21 from distance, and 8 of 15 from the free throw line, so shot it a little bit better from the free throw line. I'm sure Coach Massey would like to see that number improve just a little bit. Sabrina Clay, 9 rebounds to go with her 16 points, including a steal, and 8 rebounds for Shaylee Florine to go with her 9 points. And Caitlin Boydston, actually, 5 rebounds, so she did a good job on the boards as well to go with her couple of points. The Streaks had a nice win, and Haley Kelso added a couple of steals. And, you know, if you're Coach Massey, you got to be happy with the outcome. But I agree with him. There's some things they would love to tighten up. And when you play the better competition, you got to keep raising the, you know, keep tightening up these little issues that you have here and there.
And the competition will get better, I think, tomorrow with Mattoon, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're light years beyond these two teams that we saw today. Just based on the game I saw earlier, they're playing right now and have only a one-point lead over a Cumberland team that couldn't get on the board against the Streaks for the first couple minutes, or pretty much first quarter. So we'll see how it looks against Mattoon, but if the Streaks can get a nice win there, they'll go in with the first seed in the tournament, or in the
pool,
and they will play a 7 tomorrow night.
We'll take a break and come back with a final word. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Their garlic bread is to die for. Just one of the many mouthwatering reviews you'll find online about everybody's favorite spaghetti house, La Gondola. Call ahead your lunch order today, then pick up the deliciousness at the drive-up window. 914 North Henderson, Galesburg, La Gondola Spaghetti House.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
So it'll be the Mattoon Green Wave. They are leading 6-5 against Cumberland right now. That game going on, the last game here at Mattoon. We'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 11:10 with the Mattoon-Galesburg game. And then it looks like Galesburg, if they win that game, they will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then if they lose that game, they would play at 8:30 tomorrow night. And if they beat Mattoon and then win the 7 o'clock game, they'll play for the championship on 3:30 Saturday afternoon. And, you know, everything's pointing towards the Streaks being in that championship game.
So what it looks like at this point, Jim, and I think the big thing for the Silver Streaks is just to continue to get better. And that's kind of what we talked about that they really needed to work on, was just getting better. And they've done that. We've seen a lot of playing time for some of the bench. So we'll see what happens against this Mattoon team tomorrow and see if they can continue on the pace that they're going. And if everything goes well, we could definitely be in the championship game. And actually on the boys' side, things starting off well in that tournament, well at the half, according to Jim Lee, 40-20, the Streaks up on Rochester.
Our thanks to Zach Leahy spinning the dials back at the Galesburg Radio Center on East 7th Street in Galesburg. The final score in the earlier game, it was Galesburg 69 and Cumberland 17, and the final In the second game, the Silver Streaks up their season record now to 7-5 as they defeated the Vandalia Lady Vandals by the score of 58-43. For Eric Gibson, so long from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.